This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Sheriff Billy Hansel announced that three mental health professionals have been added to the county's crisis negotiation team, and after years of cooperation during mental health incidents, the three trained crisis negotiators will be incorporated into the team. The three recently graduated from the basic negotiator course, and they enhance the ability of the crisis team to negotiate with people struggling with mental health issues. District Attorney Maggie Fleming has been working with local law enforcement agencies to craft a policy that governs how and when video footage related to an officer-involved shooting should be released. Fleming unveiled the draft proposal at a public meeting in Redway earlier this week, and there are two more scheduled for next week. Fleming will host a public meeting at the Warfinger Building in Eureka on Monday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., and then on Thursday in Willow Creek at the Veterans Hall, again from 6 to 7:30. The California State Association of Counties has recognized Humboldt County for six programs that are innovative, efficient, and cost-effective. CSAC recognized the Sheriff's Reentry Program for jail inmates, the Cannabis Track and Trace Project developed by the Agriculture Department, the Budget Roadshow developed by the CAO, the Tsunami Zone app created by Public Works, increased child support services, and the All Hands Training Day. Staff members from CSAC will present the awards to the county at next week's supervisors meeting, and they recognize the creative spirit of California county governments as they find innovative and effective cost-saving ways to provide programs and services to citizens. November is National American Indian Heritage Month, and for the 36th consecutive year, the Northern California Indian Development Council will host the annual Intertribal Gathering and Elders Dinner. This year's event is scheduled for tomorrow at the Redwood Acres Fairgrounds in Eureka. The event draws thousands of attendees and features native culture on display, including food, dance, and song. The event is free, and a nominal charge is made for those under the age of 55 who attend the dinner. Humboldt County has made low-cost firewood vouchers available to seniors on a first-come, first-served basis. The first week of the voucher sales will begin on November 28th, and they are priced on a sliding scale between $78 and $120, depending on household income. Households with a resident 55 or older living on low to moderate income are eligible for the vouchers. For more information, contact the Senior Resource Center. If you want to help clean up the city of Eureka, this weekend is your lucky weekend. The Rotary Club of Eureka will host a done-in-a-day cleanup effort at Highland Park tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 11, and the community is invited to chip in. Volunteers will clean up trash and debris from the park and spread new wood chips on the playground. Highland Park is located at Glen and Highland Streets in Eureka. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.